Harper Audio presents The Narnian, The Life and Imagination of C.S. Lewis, written and read by Alan Jacobs. Text copyright 2005 by Alan Jacobs. Production and abridgment copyright 2005 by HarperCollins Publishers, Incorporated. In March 1949, C.S. Lewis invited a friend named Roger Lanceling Green to dinner at Magdalen College of Oxford University, where Lewis was a tutor. Green, though he had not been Lewis's pupil, had attended many of his lectures a decade earlier, and their friendship had grown over the years. It was scarcely unusual for Lewis to make such an invitation. He had many friends and enjoyed their company greatly and often, but it must have been especially refreshing for him at that moment to contemplate an evening of food, wine, and conversation, for his life was very miserable. He lived with his brother and an elderly woman named Mrs. Moore, whom he often referred to as his mother, though, as we shall see, she was not his mother, and both of them were unwell and dependent upon him for their care. Just a few days before his dinner with Green, he had written to an American friend that he was tied to an invalid, which is what Mrs. Moore had become, confined to bed by arthritis and varicose veins. For her part, Mrs. Moore proclaimed that Lewis was as good as an extra maid in the house, and she certainly used him as a maid, to his brother's constant disgust. She seems also to have become obsessive and quarrelsome in her later years, worried always about her dog and constantly at odds with the domestic help. Lewis had been able to hire two maids to help with cleaning and nursing when he had to be at Magdalen, where he kept up a grueling round of lectures, tutorials, and correspondence keeping. But for a time, one of the maids became unstable, and he occasionally had to return home to sort out conflicts the maids had with each other and with Mrs. Moore. In 1947, he had been asked by the Marquis of Salisbury to participate in meetings along with the Archbishops of Canterbury and York to discuss the future of the Church of England, of which Lewis was a member, but he had had to decline. "My mother is old and infirm, and I never know when I can, even for a day, get away from my duties as a nurse and a domestic servant. There are psychological as well as material difficulties in my house." In the intervening 2 years, the miseries had, if anything, intensified, and there are dark hints in some of Lewis's writings that the suffering shook his Christian faith to the core. Though he had written, and written recently, of the joys of heaven, in the year of the Marquis's letter he found himself consumed by a horror of non-entity, of annihilation, that is, of finding that the God in whom he had trusted had no eternal life to offer. As one might guess from Lord Salisbury's invitation, Lewis was a famous man, in America as well as in Britain, and he was besieged daily by a blizzard of letters. Lewis, who was determined to answer every correspondent, was normally assisted by his brother Warney,